welcome to this audio library of Engaging in Youth Foundation.
Here you'll be communicated with principles that will make you a principality.
Tighten your seatbelt as you take a flight to great heights from the life of this message. Remain blessed.
Thank you very much, Pastor Ike and your dear wife. Thank you. I love you. Thank you sincerely. And I want to appreciate everyone. Reverend Daniels, thank you. I see you. Every man, woman of God here, the Lord bless you in Jesus' name. Thank you for your sacrifice of partnership. Thank you for your participation tonight. The Bible declares that He has not called the seed of Jacob to seek Him in vain. I assure you that you've not come here just to see a man. You've not come here to waste your time. The God of all flesh will honor you and will turn your life in Jesus' name. Can we pray together in 1 minute and ask the Lord to give us visitations that will be worth our stay here? In the name of Jesus, pray. Let the mighty God of heaven, let the heavens be opened over us tonight. You will receive to the end that your joy might be complete. One more minute. Someone is praying and crying his heart. Heaven and earth will pass away, but the word of God, the Bible declares, abides forever. So up front, let me encourage someone. This is a call to have a renewed appetite for the word of God. Hallelujah. Principles of Advancement, part one. I'll be sharing with you something very powerful that by the grace of God will move you to higher heights, to deeper levels, in every area of your life, in Jesus' name. Principles of Advancement, part one. Men do not just rise. Men do not just move forward. Men do not just become great. When I saw Pastor Ike, I looked at his vest and that of his wife, and it's written there, Global Giant. I said, what a beautiful name. But there are people who never become that which God desires for them to be, because it takes more than a good intention. It takes more than a good heart. There are principles that success and growth depends upon. And I pray in the name of Jesus that you will not be distracted tonight. You pay rapt attention for yourself, your destiny. Deuteronomy chapter 2, please, and verse 3. We'll start from there tonight. Deuteronomy chapter 2 and verse 3. Deuteronomy chapter 2 and verse 3. If you can see it, please let's read together. One, two, read. Ye have compassed this mountain long enough. Turn ye not words. One more time. Ye have compassed this mountain long enough. Turn ye not words. You have camped around this level spiritually. It's time to move higher. You have camped around this level financially. It's time to move higher. You have camped around this level in your career. It's time to move higher. He said you have compassed this mountain. It's a mountain, it's not a valley. So it's a level of results. But you have compassed this mountain long enough. I learned early in life and ministry that one of the greatest enemies to your advancement is your current success. Failures already have enough motivation and drive to rise. But for many believers, when we begin to have little successes here and there, spiritually speaking, career-wise, financially, that just deters us from rising to the height that we need to rise to. Apostle Paul said, this one thing I do, forgetting the things that are behind, he said, I press towards the mark of the high calling in Christ. Proverbs chapter 4 and verse 18, scripture shows us that according to the dealings of God with men, the path of the just, it says, should be as the shining light, shining more and more unto the perfect day. That means, as far as God is concerned, your yesterday should never be better than your tomorrow. Now, but we live in a time where you find that there's all kinds of balloon success, balloon liftings in ministry and in life. He was once anointed. He once had a cutting edge ministry. Once upon a time, this was the voice everybody was listening to. Are we together? He was once a millionaire. He was once passionate about the things of God. He was once on fire for God. He was once a responsible father, a responsible husband. He was once a CEO of a flourishing company. Many of us here can make reference to people, industries, things. We say it in Nigeria. Many of our loved ones who are aged from, say, maybe 50, 60, they will say, oh, those days of railway, until recently when it was resuscitated. It's a terrible thing to only make reference to your past alone for motivation. Are we together? But there are principles. In Exodus chapter 14 and verse 15, Moses was with the nation of Israel at the Red Sea. And the Lord said to Moses, they had met what looked like an obstacle that would stop them from advancing and making progress. And it says, the Lord said unto Moses, wherefore criest thou unto me? It says, speak unto the children of Israel that they go forward. Let me prophesy to someone here. In the name of Jesus, the Son of the Living God, I prophesy to you, to your destiny, to everything connected to you. Go forward. Go forward spiritually. Go forward financially. Go forward ministerially. In the name of Jesus. The Lord said to Moses, wherefore criest thou unto me? He says, speak to the children of Israel. Tell them it is not my will that they stay in that position, and prophesy to them that they go forward. Someone prophesy, say, I'm going forward. Turn it into a prayer in 1 minute. I'm going forward. I declare by the Spirit of God, I have come for this meeting and for this conference. Are you praying? I'm going forward. I intend to go forward. Nothing holding me back. I'm going forward. Mention the areas. Take seriously this meeting. In the name of Jesus, spiritually, I make progress. I move forward. Shali paru satyata. Advancement by the Spirit.
No stagnation, no retrogression. Every area of my life answers to this prophecy. Hallelujah. 1 Samuel chapter 12, please, and verse 6. 1 Samuel 12 and verse 6. Read it, please, when you have it on the screen. Ready? One, two, read. And Samuel said unto the people, it is the Lord that advanced Moses and Aaron, and that broughtest your father up out of the land of Egypt. It is the Lord that advanced Moses. You just saw Moses moving forward, regardless of obstacles. You just saw Aaron moving forward. But here, Prophet Samuel is saying, make no mistakes. People don't just move forward. There is an invisible hand behind destinies, behind ministries, behind families that continue to push people forward. May that hand begin to push you forward. That where your father, your mother, your siblings could not get to, may the invisible hand that moved Moses, moved Aaron, may it move your destiny forward. In the name of Jesus Christ. Write this down, please. Growth and advancement in any area of our lives must be intentional and it must be engaged. Growth and advancement in any area of our life, number one, must be intentional and it must be engaged. You must engage the forces of advancement. You must engage the systems of advancement. You may have heard me say again and again in my teachings that God is the God of systems. That means everything He does, He creates a methodical approach to it. So that when you engage that system, it makes for continuity. He created man only once, as much as we know. Genesis 1, the account. He created woman only once and created a system for continuity of the human race. He planted the garden once and put in them the seed for its reproduction. Are we together now? If you just know God as King of Kings, Lord of Lords, wonderful Savior and all of that, that's wonderful. But as far as your destiny is concerned, you must know God as the God of systems. He designed principles and deposited a dimension of His power and grace in those principles. So that when you live your life in keeping with those principles, you activate that dimension of His power. This is why people who are not born again, but are able to find these scripture-based principles, they can engage it. And even though they do not acknowledge the God, the giver of the principles, the laws still work for them. Are we together? So I want to walk you through some laws. Wherever we stop tonight, we'll stop and we'll pray. I really intend that God will give us something of substance. That it will not just be that you came for a meeting. Oh, how was the meeting? I hear Apostle came. Wow, it was powerful. No. That some of you from this meeting, you can begin to shed tears of joy because you know you have found the key. Listen, great doors depend on small keys. And if you don't have those keys, you can stand in front of a great door forever. I have spent my life searching for the keys that make things work in this kingdom. It is terrible to lead a people when you are confused yourself. You need precision. You need clarity. Life will not always give you chance to dilly-dally and do trial and error. The Bible says, he that strives for mastery is not crowned except he strives lawfully. A time must come in your destiny where you handle the keys of the kingdom. And you know, you are not guessing, you are not hoping. You know that these are the keys that control specific outcomes. This is what it means to be matured in the kingdom. Spiritual growth is measured by two indices. Number one, the first biblical index for measuring spiritual growth is your degree of conformity to the image and the character of the Christ in experience. This is the first biblical principle or biblical index. You are not growing spiritually because you are staying long in church. You are not even growing spiritually just because you are serving in church. The first biblical index that measures a believer's growth is your degree of conformity to the image and the character of the Christ. It says, my little children of whom I travail until Christ be formed in you. Index number 2, your depth of understanding the ways of God. Your depth of comprehending the mysteries and the secrets of the kingdom. So you know you are growing spiritually to the degree to which light, spiritual illumination, your mind is open to understand the secrets of the kingdom. Are we together? So we are going to pray and ask the Lord to open our eyes as I run you through some of these principles. Listen, these are not the opinions of a man. Our fathers and the patriarchs, many of them today have joined the cloud of witnesses. These are the principles that they engage in their lives. You are not listening to cunningly devised fables. These are not opinions of men. These are doctrinal truths that the jealousy of God is behind them. That everyone who dares to believe and engage these truths accordingly, you will never be small. You will never be mediocre. It's a guarantee that I give you. From whatever background and regardless of the prevailing circumstances, you can walk your way like entering a lift and with shock and wonder, first to yourself and then to all that care to see you. You will rise as if the devil does not exist. Are we blessed? Number one, the first principle that controls the advancement of men and women in this kingdom is called the power of vision. The power of vision. The power of vision. Prophet Joel himself began to speak, and he said, when the Spirit of God is poured upon all flesh, look up please, that the young men will see. The young men will see visions. The young men will see visions. Joel chapter 2. The young men will see visions. Proverbs 29 and verse 18. Please give it to us. The Bible says, and without vision, the people perish, or the people cast off restraint. Without vision, the people, it says, perish. That means that vision is so powerful that without it, your life has no coordinates of growth and success. These are irrefutable principles. A vision is a clear picture of your destination, a clear picture of the next level of your life. We live in a society that is full of maybe sincere people, but many visionless people, especially for us young people. The average young man in this country has no idea of where they are going. We allow status quo to decide what to do next. I'm done with school. What next? The government says go and serve, so I obey. I'm done with service. What next? Family puts pressure on you and says, okay, get a job, and then get married, and then have children, and then maybe go abroad if you are tired of Nigeria. What a visionless way of living. Every great man in scripture and even through history were men who caught the vision for their destinies early. There is timing with vision. God bless you, sir. So good to see you. Thank you, Reverend Vindiolu. Thank you. Early in life, I've had the privilege of studying great fathers of faith in this nation and around the world. I can tell you, many of them, some of them started preaching at age 9 and did not stop till they saw the Lord. Very clear vision. Our generation is full of distracted people. And sometimes, let me say this respectfully, it's a partners meeting. Sometimes we over pamper our children and we over pamper people instead of opening them up early to the responsibility dimension of life. we keep saying he's a child, while they keep behaving foolish and it becomes a habit. Are we together?
Yes.
At age 12, while the colleagues of Jesus were roaming around, he was already on a course. I know why I came. I don't have time to waste. At age 12, he was with the doctors learning the principles of the law, because he would use it in his ministry. 12. There's a young businessman, I think now he should be in his early 30s, called Gray Farah. Gray Farah was a young gentleman who I think had become a millionaire by age 12. And he started selling stones so that people can, you know, just wage their paper or doors. And people would drive him away and say, "You are a young black boy, go away." And he would leave them politely. And that was how he started his business that has become an empire today. Warren Buffett, the great investor that we now celebrate, one of the world's wealthiest ones, he started investing, I think, at age 8 or so. And when he was interviewed and they say, "What's your greatest mistake?" He said, "My greatest mistake is that I didn't start investing early enough." Vision. Vision. Vision gives you focus. Vision gives you the legal grounds to say no to many things. If you are not visionary, you will not have the power and the courage to say no. Everything that comes to clamor on your attention, when you are visionary, you will have legitimate ground to say no to certain things. Are we together?
Yes.
Friends can call you and say, "What are you doing this weekend? If you're free, why don't you come around?" And you can say, "Oh, I'm grateful. I thank God for the offer. But right now, I have a few books I must finish. And these books are connected to what God is doing in my life in this season. I appreciate you. Maybe another time." And you don't feel guilty for it, because you are making that sacrifice in honor of where you are going. Vision. Let me tell you the truth, and I submit to you, one of the blessings of God in my life is that I found God and I found destiny early. At a very, very, very young age, I was already clear about where I was going. No confusion, no dilly-dallying, no second guessing. Are we together? I was talking with a great man of God of recent, and he looked at me and said, "Apostle, do you realize that among all of the people, fathers and senior mentors and colleagues in ministry who relate with you, who God has put around your life, who are changing nations, do you realize you are one of the youngest of them?" And I looked, I said, "Wow, amazing. It didn't occur to me." I said, "Well, these are principles, and if you walk in keeping with it, then you will get blessed." Let me tell you a humorous story. Years ago, quite a few years ago, I can't remember where I was traveling to, and then the class in the plane that I was seated, all the people there were at least in their 60s or 70s. And you know, they just looked at this young man. And people were passing and they would notice and say, "Apostle." Some of them would kneel down in the plane and greet. And I could notice one of the people who was sitting down with such sarcasm. "Who is this young man? I'm sure maybe he's the son of some of these rich politicians or generals." And I just nodded my head. I said, "My God. Oga," in my mind, I said, "I respect you. But if you have 1/10 of my schedule, you will collapse in 1 month. Don't you think that I'm just sitting here for nothing?" This was a position that, although came by grace, but was earned by diligence and knowledge. We have a curse in Africa. We frown at people who rise up early. There is a spirit that celebrates lateness. Once God is helping you early, it's as though it's a curse. "You mean this lady just married at 22? Why? You mean at 24 he has built a house for his parents? No, let's research. Something must be wrong. You mean this man of God is taking over territories? How old is he? 21, 19. No way. Something, he has a charm somewhere. I reject that spirit from your life. Lamentations 3:27. Shila Bradus Kebaruda Shalahaskabadiata. Lamentations 3:27. Everyone read it, please. It's projected. One, two, read. It is good for a man that he bear his yoke in his youth. There is a timing to your life and your destiny. Every time is not convenient. There are soccer players that you would see someone from. You see these people, many of you watch football, some of you have your football clubs and all of that. And you notice that when the adults and the players are coming, there are little children that follow them too, wearing jerseys. They are already grooming the next generation of people. The challenge with Africa is that we do not think about the future. We are not forward thinking. We are only consuming what I will eat today. Dubai, about 10 or 15 years ago, started preparing to make sure, because they knew that they don't have any mineral resource, they don't have anything. They are now preparing. If you know, Dubai is planning their next 50, 60 years now. I have the privilege of knowing a few people who are part of government there. And so I'm not speaking from a standpoint of ignorance. And we are here just thinking what we will eat. I am happy comparing ourselves with ourselves. I deliver you from mediocrity. In the name of Jesus, I deliver you from the limitations of territory. Vision. Now write this down. Your vision is the big picture of where you are going. God has spoken to you as a man of God. Go and raise a people of glory or greatness or power. That is a vision. But your vision must be broken into goals. Vision leads to goals. Goals lead to daily tasks. This is how you break it. When you fulfill your daily tasks, you will fulfill your short-term goals that will eventually lead you to fulfilling your vision. I never get up in the morning, sincerely so, and just roam around. Wow, this is the day the Lord has made. Shada bala katobas. Thank you, Jesus. And just roam around. No way. Before I sleep or early in the morning when I get up, I already plan my day. I'm having this today. I'm having that today. It's better to plan and fail than to not plan. It's more honorable to plan. Most believers do not pay attention to these weightier matters of the kingdom. And they find out that while they are doing well in things like prayer, Bible study, their lives and destinies remain stagnated. Because these are forces of advancement that have no prejudice, they have no biases whatsoever. Everybody say vision. Make up your mind to be visionary. Let there be something that your life is about. If I look at you right now and say, what are you doing right now? You should be able to tell me, I'm preparing for an extraordinary life. So what are you doing? What phase are you in right now? I'm reading books. There are books that I'm reading. Congratulations, you're making progress. What are you doing now? I'm opening myself to a system of mentorship and learning. Wow. What are you doing now? I'm serving while I'm learning. There has to be something your life is about. Are we together? Yes. Write this down. Vision defines your relationships. When you know where you are going, it will define who goes with you. If you do not have vision, you will not be able to edit the relationships that come to your life. Anybody should not be with you on that journey. Any good person should not be there. Just because they are good does not mean they are for you. There are many good things you will have to leave behind if you intend to go forward. It's not just evil things. There are many good things you have to leave. For instance, watching television for 10 hours for no reason. For instance, being on social media from morning till night with no definite purpose. For instance, gisting around and just talking. Nothing is wrong with that. Except that it is at the detriment of your destiny. Can I tell you this? The unit of destiny is time. Whatever takes your time has taken part of your destiny. The unit of destiny is time. I'm deep in love with you, Abba Father. I'm deep in love with you, Lord. My heart longs for you, precious Jesus. I'm deep in love with you, Lord. From the time I received the mandate of my assignment, and I knew the gravity of where God was taking me to, I made up my mind that there's no distraction. Listen, if your destiny is to carry a Bible, you don't need to do exercise and build muscles. You can carry a Bible with one hand. Is that true? If your destiny is to lift this pulpit, you may need a bit of exercise. But if your destiny is to carry this house, you don't just need to do exercise. You need to find all the machines that can help you lift that house. So, you see, when God defines your destiny, the devil will surround you with people who are not carrying what God wants you to carry. And if you exercise at their rate, you will not grow. God is calling you to be an apostle and a prophet to the nations. And you are having people who are just praying for 10 minutes and pray today and ask for forgiveness after 2 weeks and resume carelessness again. And you are joining them with the kind of mandate on your life. When you go to the group where you belong, you will find out that there are minimum standards to carry this grace. Can I tell you this? There are certain anointings, the day they land your life, there is a minimum level of prayer or prayer time. There is a minimum level of fellowship time. If not, I assure you, it will lift. Believe me when I tell you this. Maintaining the anointing is harder than receiving it. Have they given you a car of 10 million and you are afraid of that car? Because you know that one tire of that car alone, can service one tire, one correct tire, genuine tire of that car. If you buy all four tires, it will buy another car. So when you are receiving that car as a gift, you must begin to think and say, while I'm receiving this, I must know that the maintenance of it. Whereas you will service a car with maybe 3, 4, 5 thousand. For that car, you are using 50,000 naira to service a car. They will tell you the engine oil is different. They will tell you they don't sell the parts one by one. You have to buy a whole set. That means you must be careful in managing it, because if that part spoils, you will buy both the one you need and the one you don't need. Is everybody around your life going where you are going? There are many people in our lives who have nothing to lose, so they can afford to be careless while they distract you who has something to lose. Some of them come from families already that, respectfully speaking, maybe their parents have stolen money, bought lands for them. But you are coming from a family of 9 people and you are the first person to rise. And you are reading at their rate. You are praying at their rate. Whereas you have covenants and altars that are waiting to bring you down. They come from a family where a prophet has done the work of prayer and broken the foundations. They can afford to be careless and go scot-free. Those around your life, are they going where you are going? We are discussing vision. This is just key number one. You must make up your mind that from today, I set my face as a flint. There has to be something my life is about. When I wake up in the morning, I give God glory, but my life must be about something. My greatest joy today is to see that my 24 hours I invested pursuing my assignment, revealing Jesus to a generation, enthroning Him, seeing that the gates of hell continue to be torn down for as long as I'm alive. And this is what I will do till the day that I see his face. All my days on earth, I will await the moment that I see you face to face. For nothing in this world will satisfy. Jesus, you're the cup that won't run dry. All my days on earth I will await the moment that I see you face to face. For nothing in this world can satisfy. Jesus, you're the cup that will run dry. Vision. Vision. That you go back to your house today and tear some books away. Get out of my destiny. I've wasted enough time. There are four seasons in every man's life. Listen to me very carefully. Season number one is the morning stage of your life. That is the first 25 years of your life. The first 25 years of your life is the morning stage. That is the stage where you are permitted to make mistakes and go scot-free. That is the stage when you can learn. The second stage is called the afternoon stage. The next 25 years of your life. From 26 years to 50 is the afternoon stage. That is the stage of maximum achievement. Like the sun shines brightest in the afternoon. The next stage is called the evening stage of your life. That is the stage for legacy. Where you can turn back and now begin to institutionalize your success. And now mentor younger generations coming. The next 50 years, the next 25 years, the last stage of your life is called rest. That when you get to that point, you should have finished. If you utilize the time given to you well, by the time you get to the last quarter of your life, it should be you just enjoying the faithfulness of God. That you can stand and say, truly, I have poured myself like a drink offering. I have fought the good fight. Can I tell you this? Do not be deceived that you are young. Is a deception from the pit of hell. From the moment you are conscious of your environment, you are matured enough to be responsible. In my world, maturity is not 18 years. In my world, maturity is the day you can understand the implication of cause and effect. From that day, in my world, you are matured. Joash was a king at age 8. Josiah was a king at age 9. There are teenagers around the world changing the world. There are young people around the world changing the world, shifting systems, mentoring governments, introducing policies that are bettering the lives of people. Please, let's wake up in the name of Jesus. When you are an eagle, don't fly with birds. When you are an eagle, pay the price to look for where eagles are. Even if you don't know how to fly, just find where eagles are. If you can see other eagles flying, you will become what you are seeing. Are we blessed? I had the opportunity a few days ago to speak with a great man that I respect, the group managing director of one of the banks in this nation, and we're having a conversation with him, and he told me, he said, Apostle, my concern now is not myself again. My concern is not even my generation. Our generation has failed. My concern now, I am looking for young men who are serious, visionary, and we want to see how we can invest in them to see that they rise and become something. And I looked at him, I said, how many young people know that there are billionaires like this who are looking for visionary young men to pour their lives, to pour their experiences, to pour their pain. Can I tell you this? The elderly have wisdom, but they don't have time to correct it again. The young people have time, but they don't have wisdom to make right decisions. It is conferences like this bridge that time and wisdom component. Make up your mind that in the name of Jesus you will be visionary. And you start becoming visionary by going to buy a notebook. Hello? If you cannot show me a quality notebook that represents where you are going to, I don't take you serious. Believe me. Right, for these words are faithful and true. I have my notebooks today from when I began to walk with God. I have all of them. Every time I go for my end of year retreat, I carry them. They are not too heavy. They have made me what I am. I will carry them to the secret place. 15 years ago, what did you tell me? And I see some of these things come to pass. Lord, what are you telling me now? For the next 10 years, for the next 15 years. Right. For these words are faithful and true. Get a theme for your life. Why are you alive? Summarize your life for me in one sentence. What is it about? Lo, I come in the volume of the book as it is written of me to do your will. I must walk the works of him that sent me while it is day. Why? For the night cometh, like faith cometh, the night cometh, when no man will be able to walk again. Hear me. Whether you like it or not, a day will come, you will not have the energy and time and the vibrancy that you have now. You see that? A dear man of God, we're having a conversation, and he spoke to me. He said, Apostle, this is your schedule. Start paying attention to your health, though. And I said, it's true. The Holy Spirit has told me that I should be resting. Because in my wonderful world, I forget that time is going and me too, I'm making progress. And that vibrancy that we started and the passion of souls. And right now God is saying, you started early so that you can walk in wisdom. You see some of our fathers now, they may not have all that energy to travel around, but they spend their youthful days building systems. Are we together? You will not always have the time. Can I tell you this? Can I use you? Please come, my dear. Come, sir. This man. Both of you, come. Watch this. Please stand here. You stand here. Watch this. Do you know, let's assume that this lady maybe is a student in a university, or when she was a student, or when she started out in life. She would tell you she had maybe 8 hours. At that time, you can do 8-hour stretch. You can do certain kinds of meetings with God. Are we together now? This man may have the luxury of time to serve God, to do this, because there's not much right now. But move to their 10 years. And let's say this is now a mother with 5 children. Do you think you can do 8-hour stretch just like that? When you need to discuss with your husband now. Remember, at that time it was just you and the Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost is me and you today. And he says you are welcome. But now it's not the Holy Ghost again. It's not even your husband again. Your children don't care that you are going spiritually. That's none of their business. They didn't ask you to come. Since you brought them here, you take full responsibility for their joy. Are we together? They don't care whether you are going through storms in your life. You are the only one who knows what you are going through in the office. Your children will come and grab you and say, Daddy, let's play. Let's dance. Whereas there's fire on the mountain. You're about to lose your job tomorrow. You need 10 hours with God. And your child is crying, say, don't go. And God says, stay there. Because that child is learning what Abba means. Leave your problem. When you were on campus, I told you, generate energy. Because days will come. Days will come. You will not always have this time. If I waited for this level of my life to carry fire, I would have gone down sins. Now you have the time. Nobody knows you. Go and hide behind that tree. You are preparing and gaining stamina for the days ahead. Madam, God has told you, you will have 5 children. Begin to pray and prepare. Lay your hands on your womb. No stubborn child will come through this womb. In the name of Jesus, I will not give birth to armed robbers. Wait until the child is collapsing your BP and then you start running around looking for what to do. Prayer can enter your future and wait for you there. Are we together? Now ask all these people. This guy now is a CEO of a company, a leader of over 4,000-5,000 people. The burden of leadership alone, he may return back home 11:30 in the night. But he's now drawing strength from those days. I respond to an average of 500 to 600 text messages every day. Can you imagine that? Some of you send text messages and say, Apostle, is it that you are not responding? As I am now, like this. My phone is on flight mode. If it's not on flight mode, it will interrupt this mic. Calls come in an average of 1 to 2 minutes in my phone. That is the price. I want to go on a retreat now. I have to find a way to run away. In a way that people will not know. Because if somebody... And sometimes... Praise God. Okay, fine. We have the sound, so don't be distracted. Do you know, sometimes the hotel I want to go and rest now, as soon as I get there, the person sees me and says, thank you, Jesus. Sir, I've been praying to see you. I say, oh God, what in the world is this now? I thought I was coming to hide. Sometimes I'm sitting and the cleaner comes to clean or maybe dress the bed. Maybe looks at a jotter with my face in a program somewhere. And the person is already waiting. By evening, you hear a knock. Cap. Sorry, sir, don't be offended. I clean this place. Are you Apostle Joshua Sam? And he will run and tell his colleagues and call other people in town. That's why I stopped snapping with people. Because they will now snap and put it on social media. Guess who I met in this city? Now people start calling and say, Abba Apostle, you are in this city. And I'm aware. Now, did I ever know that it would be a luxury to have time for yourself? It for the journey is far. My dear people, eat, for the journey is very far. Everybody say vision. Vision. One more time, say vision. Vision. So, there is a mother with 5 children. And you know, in Africa, it's not only your children that are your children. Especially if God helps you. You are joking. You cannot, whether you like it or not, your neighbor's children are your children too. Where you come from, your family, the clan, they are your children too. So you have all this responsibility. Just when you want to rest, they remind you, remember you are the firstborn. There is a meeting in the family. There are things to resolve. Somebody has been stealing in the family and your attention is needed. You say, just tell the person, I will pray for him. Say, no, you have to be there. While you are doing that, they call you and say, where are you? There's an executive meeting to come. While that is happening, your wife says, you know, you are not giving me time. It's not fair. Read your Bible. The Bible says, husbands, love your wives. While you are doing that, your children are saying, Daddy, but we've not been seeing you. It's not fair. While you are doing that, they are calling you in church and say, sir, the committee you are part of, this is 3 weeks meeting, you are not there. While that is happening, all the people you mentor and help are saying, sir, did we offend you? We have been praying to come and visit you. Your old school fellowship, your old school association, they are begging to come. And you stand in front of the mirror and say, should I die? And then God says, me too, I'm waiting. Oh, I've been waiting too. Listen to me. Don't just get excited. I hope you are getting what I'm teaching. Listen. Women will tell you, I'm waking you up this night. If you plan to have 4 children, spaced within 2 years or so, do you know you are going to spend about 8 to 10 years of your marriage just giving birth? I'm not talking of raising those you have given birth to. Just giving birth. 8 to 10 years of your destiny has gone into giving birth. If every child leaves your house at 25 and you have 4 children, Calculate what your age will be when your last child will be final to leave your house. That is if they keep the rules of growth and become responsible early. Are we together? This is a very serious thing. I'm waking your eyes to see. These are the things that give parents BP. And they sit down and say, is it that I failed in life? I raised 5 children. The youngest of them is 39. They are all still in my house. No vision, no growth, no nothing. And yet the man will say, I used to be a missionary. God, I served you. Let me tell you, you now understand what I mean that without vision, the people literally perish. So while you keep celebrating Christmas after Christmas, you are growing. You are growing. Time is going. Oh, one day I will think about it. These stories preachers are saying, no problem. There were people who had the opportunity that some of us had, but they misused their opportunity because they thought opportunities would come every day like that. And right now, they are in positions that sometimes, do you know, every time I meet fathers and elderly people, the first thing they tell me is, Apostle, we are proud of you for finding God on time. Please keep that and talk to people and say, please find God fast and stay with Him. Find destiny fast and stay with it. Vision will direct your life. Vision will take you to the geography of your assignment. Vision will direct everything in your life. Vision will even tell you how many children you should have. Are we together now? If God tells you, you are going to have 2 boys and 2 girls, and 1 child of those boys will be a prophet. By the time you have 2 girls and 1 boy, you already know that there's 1 more coming. If there's no fighting and there's no discussion, you already know, because God said the 2nd child, male child, will be a prophet. And so you trust Him to finance all the children and bless them. They will not be a load to you. Do you know there are certain assignments that when you have, God goes as far as telling you how many children you can have. It's His recommendation. You can disobey. But based on the burden of that assignment, He tells you this is the number for your efficiency. I pray for you. May God open your eyes tonight to the matters of your destiny. Look at me. I see a number of us here, and I know that a number of us here may probably be students or just be those who just finished. Can I tell you? I use the example of this great woman of God here, and I'm challenging you. The time you have today, you will not have tomorrow again. Somebody called me after 1 month of marriage. He said, he's tired. I said, you are joking. You are joking. Where are you going? I mean, you are a Christian. You stay there. The Bible says you will stay there. I said, why? You know, just felt her life, her everything, her life is scattered. The man is ungrateful. She didn't know he was like this. He wouldn't have. I said, look, just flog it out. It will work. Just take it easy. Learn. Forgive yourself. Say, I'm sorry as many times. You just keep moving. Because I tell you, she wanted her yesterday and the convenience of it, but she didn't know it's gone forever. You cook breakfast, before it's done eating, you are thinking lunch. Before it's done eating, all the visitors come, you are thinking dinner. And may God help you that you're a man of God's wife. Just when you are having an emergency meeting happens in the house, there are times you will look for a mattress and turn your parlor into a bedroom. Turn the other room into a bedroom. You will sit down in the kitchen as if you are cooking, and that's where you sleep. It's the sacrifice of destiny. You must be visionary. You must be visionary. You must be visionary in the name of Jesus Christ. Please enter a covenant with your destiny tonight that as far as my destiny is concerned, I will be intentional about it. Don't mind people who will tell you, don't listen to preachers. They are just talking nonsense. They will not be there 30 years added to your age today. Many of them would fail. Some will be in prisons. Many of them, do you know something? Some of these people who mislead you, they will repent later on. and meet somebody to pray for them for mercy. And while they are rearranging their life, you are there suffering the confusion of their error. God bless you, sir. Bless you, man. Thank you. Vision. Number two. Are we still together? There is only one. No. The second principle of advancement according to scripture is the power of knowledge and understanding. The power of knowledge and understanding. This is a kingdom that functions by light. This is a kingdom that functions by knowledge. Your dominion and your excelling in life is highly predicated on the degree and the quality of spiritual illumination you have, and then the degree of useful information that you have. Everything in this life depends on knowledge. Ecclesiastes chapter 10 and verse 15. Ecclesiastes chapter 10 and verse 15. Read with me, believers. Ready? It's projected. One, two, read. The labor of the foolish, wearieth every one of them. Why? Because he knoweth not how to go to the city. It didn't say there is no city. The city is there. But you must learn the art of navigating your way through the city. The labor of the foolish wearieth everyone with no exception. Because he knoweth not how to go to the city. Psalm 45 and verse 4. Psalm 45 and verse 4. And in thy majesty, he says, ride prosperously in destiny because of truth. Ride gallantly, fearlessly, because you have truth in your hand. The keys that can open any closed door. Listen to me. Investment in knowledge is quality investment. Investment in knowledge. First, spiritual knowledge. Then number two, useful secular knowledge. Galatians 2 verse 2. Apostle Paul said, I went up by revelation. I went up. You don't go down with revelation. I went up by revelation. It takes revelation to go up. I went up in business by revelation. I went up in ministry by revelation. It is powerful to know what to do. The Bible says, and Jesus himself knew what to do. When you are confronted with the challenges of life, it is important for you to know what to do. Are we together? To know what to do. You need light. You need understanding. You need illumination. You are a businessman. You need to understand everything about the financial realm. You need to understand leadership. You need to understand organization. If you're a man of God, you need to understand everything, because they will be needed at one point or the other in your life. I talk to diplomats. I talk to business people. I talk to politicians, captains of industry. I talk to fellow ministers. I talk to people from all walks of life. And it is mandated that you are intelligent enough to be able to translate spiritual realities to a context that people can relate with. If your relevance stops only when, or your relevance is captured only when you are behind the pulpit, you are not valuable enough. I'm a student of knowledge. I study first my Bible and then relevant materials from men and women with proven track records. I don't have the time to dilly-dally. I don't have the time to guess. I'm very intentional about producing results in my life. I'm passionate about knowing the things I do not know. When I find areas of ignorance in my life, I'm not embarrassed by it. I sit down like a student of knowledge and then I learn. Never be embarrassed when you find out you do not know, or you do not know enough. Are we together? Recently, I was on my way back from a trip, and then coincidentally, I met with a dear man of God, and we got talking, just a flight of about maybe 35-40 minutes, and we're having a discussion, and I told him, I said, wow, you have a great TV ministry. Talk to me. What can you teach me about TV ministry, television ministry? And in 35 to 40 minutes, I got compressed knowledge and enlightenment. It would have saved me many mistakes and probably millions of naira making me see. Ignorance is costly. It looks cheap, but it will cost you more than knowledge. Are we together? And he opened me up to that body of knowledge. And now I have the enlightenment enough. What you do not know can destroy you. It says, arise, shine, Isaiah 60. For thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. I always like to quote it from Amplified. It says, arise from the depression and the prostration that circumstances have kept you. They keep you there because of darkness. Rise to a new life. Hallelujah. I went up by revelation. I have routines for giving myself knowledge every day. My head will not touch the bed in sleep until there is a requisite curriculum of knowledge. Do you know what it takes to prepare one sermon? You have two or three meetings and their topics are east and west, and you have to be prepared. It's not like you are teaching the same thing. Please, let's kill the spirit of laziness and embrace knowledge. Embrace knowledge. Specific knowledge. Be passionate. How does this work? How does life work? How does finances work? How does spiritual growth work? How does leadership work? Why is it that everybody I lead is angry with me, and they don't seem to be able to be loyal to me? There is something about leadership you do not know. So you go back to your drawing board. The parable of the 10 virgins, it said, go and buy from them that sell. There are people that sell. Buy the oil. Buy wisdom. You buy it with the currency of honor. You buy with the currency of meekness. You buy with the currency of passion. Find people who have what your destiny requires and learn. One thing is needful. Martha, Martha, you are worried and offended about many things. But one thing is needful: to sit at the master's feet. You want to eat bread? You want to eat fish? Sit down. That's the instruction. Tell them to sit down. I'm about to feed them with bread. I'm about to feed them with fish. But you will not receive it standing. You must sit down. To sit at the master's feet. Job 29. Job 29. From verse 1. Look at the secret behind the exploits of Job. Moreover, Job continued his parable and said, 2. Oh, that I were in the months past, as in the days when God preserved me. I'd like you to read verse 3 and verse 4. When his candle did what? Shine upon my head. And when by his light I walked through the darkness. So there are two kinds of light. There is light that shines on your path, but there is light that shines on your head. You need both of them. If you only have the light that shines on your path, you are in trouble. It first shines on your head before it shines on your path. As a result, as I was in the days of my youth, hallelujah, when the secrets of the Lord were upon my tabernacle, now a compendium of the exploits. 5. He said, when the Almighty was yet with me, and my children were around about me. Keep reading. Verse 6. When I washed my steps with butter, and the rock poured me out rivers of oil. When I went through the gate. Please go back to 7. It says, when I went out through the gate of the city, when I prepared my seat in the street. Next verse. The young men, by reason of the knowledge that I had, when they saw me, they hid in shame. The reference of comparison was too much. And the aged, when they saw me, elders don't stand up for children, but they had to stand up to acknowledge, you are a young man, where did you get this depth of illumination? Verse 10, verse 9 now. The princes who were mentored before they got to that position, when I showed up, they were ashamed to speak because of the quality of what was upon my lips. It says, and they laid their mouth, their hands on their mouth. The nobles held their peace and their tongue cleaved to the roof of their mouth. When the ear heard me, it blessed me. And when the eye saw me, it gave witness to me. Stop there. Exploits. By reason of knowledge. Please, damage ignorance in your life. Damage ignorance. Write a list of the things you do not know and go and search for relevant materials that address those things. There are teachings I have listened to more than 2,000 times. One tape. It's true. I'm not lying. I fear God. Behind every glory, brothers and sisters, there is a story. Next time you see great people, do not join the bandwagon of ignorant people who think they were just lucky. No. No. Uneasy lies the head, they say, that wears the crown. Is God blessing someone here? Go for knowledge. Go for knowledge. My church is not growing. Go for knowledge. My destiny is not growing. Go for knowledge. I'm beating my wife every time and saying sorry. I'm beating her again and saying sorry. Go for knowledge. Why is my life poor? No favor. Doors are closed. Go for knowledge. Why am I a young person and everybody in my age group hates me? Everybody seems to gossip and talk about me. I'm a sincere person. Go for knowledge. There is what you do not know. When poor people came to Jesus, they came to harass him. Oh, don't let us go like this. When wealthy people came, they said, good master, we take responsibility. What should I do to inherit eternal life? I know that it will require something from me. Are we together? Holy Spirit, you are welcome. Fill this temple with your presence, because he's lifting us in this place. Holy Spirit, you are welcome to my destiny in a fresh way. Fill this temple. I wait on you, Lord, I wait on you, I wait on you, Lord, I wait on you, I wait on you, Lord, I wait on you, I wait. And Dotham prospered because he prepared his way before the Lord. Pay the price. Don't pity yourself. You may cry, but pay the price. Don't pamper yourself. Wake up in the night when others are sleeping. You open that book in the name of Jesus. These are the secrets of the kingdom that make men champions. Recently, I went for a meeting and there was a great man of God there. And he came to sell some books. And I told my protocol. I said, go and tell the booksellers from the top to the bottom, they should pack all the books like that and just quit. The man said, oh, Apostle, I will give you discount if you're buying. I said, me? I will be stupid to collect discount from you with what I know now. No, I will not give to God what will cost me nothing. Are you willing to pay that price? Someone met me and said, Apostle, why do you give your teachings free? You have lost hundreds of millions of naira that would have come to you as a blessing for your intellectual property. I said, that's how much I love my generation. That's how much. So that there is no excuse. So that someone will say, it's too expensive. No. That's how much God is allowing us to have access. Listen, as at the time that I started giving people free teachings, you didn't get teachings free. No. There were CDs that you would have to buy. You will pay for it. And I said, no. And people advised me, they say, Apostle, no, don't do this. You will need this money for yourself to run ministry. I said, no. God gave me an instruction. And I agreed with God. Let it bless the people, at least for this season of my life. It's a sacrifice. When you make up your mind to go for knowledge, I guarantee you, regardless your tribe, regardless your background, regardless the limitations, a day will come the nations will stand in awe, will stand at attention. There are nations I never knew existed in this world. I consider myself to be a bit knowledgeable, but I've been amazed at the things that people do when you have knowledge and insight. It is my prayer that you will invest in knowledge. Knowledge that will speak in your life. It says, meditate on these things. Give yourself wholly to them, that your profiting will appear unto all. That your profiting will appear unto all. That your profiting will appear unto all. I was to have a meeting with some business people. And when a particular businessman in this nation was invited to say, look, there's a great man of God, he wants to talk to us. And he said, pastors, what do they know about finance? And someone just pleaded with him and said, even if you can't receive any, come, at least you will receive prayer. And the man sat down. And I knew that you could see this sense of sarcasm. Please, we've already made money. We will come and help you people, you these people. And I looked at him. In my mind, I said, just give me 5 minutes of your destiny. Be patient. There is no shame when knowledge comes. Study to show yourself approved. A workman that needed not to be ashamed. You don't just drive shame by casting it. John 1:5. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. Within 5-10 minutes of talking and discussing and showing them certain things and showing them statistics and discussing, I could see the shock and the wonder on that man's face. At the end of the meeting, he was not even interested in the prayer. And he looked and said, Apostle, I will give you all my numbers. Are you on WhatsApp? Are you? I said, I'm not on any of those things. He said, so how do I reach you? I said, find out how the rest reach me. When you have only money, you don't have much. It's true. You are greater when you have the capital that buys money. Listen to my message, true riches. The mystery of the capital that buys money. Please go for knowledge. Brothers and sisters, go for knowledge. Get teachings, buy the truth, sell it not, sit down. Many of us buy books but we don't read them. We get messages but we don't read them. We don't listen to them. Up until recently, maybe this year or so, quite honestly speaking, There is almost none of my messages I have not listened to. I preached it, but I still listen to it. And when Joshua Selman is praying and prophesying on that message, if I'm alone, I get down on my knees and I lift up my hands to receive. Jehovah will be your everlasting light. He'll be your glory, your strength and your sight. The sun will no more give you sunlight by day. The moon will no more give you moonlight by night. Jehovah will be your everlasting light. The light of the sun will be like the light of the moon. And the light of the moon will shine 7 times less bright. When Yahweh binds up the wounds of this world, He heals all the bruises inflicted by this world. Hallelujah. God is speaking to you and He's telling you it's time to rise. You're not just going to advance by luck. Stop getting angry at successful people. Stop getting intimidated by people who have paid their price. Have regard for the sacrifices of great people and begin to write your own story. From where thou art, lift up your eyes. Make up your mind that I will not be ignorant. Fight ignorance like you fight sin. Fight ignorance like you fight Satan. Fight ignorance like you fight an enemy who has come to steal from you. Because it truly is an enemy. While you are seated, I'd like you to lay hands on your head, a symbol of your glory, and pray in 1 minute. Father, take away ignorance from my life. Are you laying hands on your head and prophesy? Shila paruka tosta branda katosha lakatea. Esete perende katoska libradia. Please pray. It's time to move forward by light, by knowledge, specific, exact knowledge required for my destiny. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Can we still touch on one or two more? Are you tired? Many years ago, I attended a meeting. It was a very, very exclusive minister's conference. And when the man of God was teaching, we were tired. It was as if he would not stop. He was teaching and teaching, and later he just looked. And truly, everything he was saying was powerful. The man was from Ghana. He was a Ghanaian American. It was my first time listening to a man with a balance of spirituality of the Holy Ghost. Intellectual soundness, a profound sense of humor. We spent 9 hours in that conference. Not break, come back, break, come back. You, whatever you brought, you eat it there. Once in a while, they would sell, they would bring popcorn or whatever. And before you eat it, fire comes again from the altar. You drop that popcorn and think about your life. Very great men and women of God. It was a powerful conference. Very powerful. This man shared things that literally changed my life. You know the kind of conference that when you are done, you stand at the door as if they injured you. You just stand like this. Apostle, how are you? It's all right. I will see you later. And you are thinking, so this is how I would have messed up my life. You came full of knowledge. Geo came full of knowledge. And that man just damaged our ignorance, shredded it into pieces. Most of the men of God were saying, thank God it's only us here that we know ourselves. Thank God at least we can cry and we know that this is among us. It's amazing that when you have not seen greater light, what you have looks like light. Very powerful keys and principles that just change our lives, that work like fire. I had a conversation during the lockdown with one of a man of God who is he's in T.D. Jakes' most inner circles. And then we sat down at dinner with him and I said, teach me, share with me something that you have learned about ministry from this man. And within 15 to 20 minutes, he shared with me something that literally blew my mind. You know, many of us that God has helped to walk in some extreme measures of the anointing, of grace, of revelation, is very difficult to receive. Because you are wondering from that standpoint of light, what else do I need to learn? When that man was done with me in about 20 to 30 minutes, I said, my God, I was just typing this thing as if they asked me to write it. If not, they will flog me. It is revelation that takes us up in this kingdom. Please, I want you to learn this. Without revelation, you are grounded, shamefully grounded. There is what you know that can take you beyond the limitations of your background. And I pray in the name of Jesus that God will open us to those dimensions. In the name of Jesus. Let me give us one more and then we pray. Are we together? Number three, the power of superior beliefs. What we call the power of a transformed mind. Proverbs, Philippians, I meant to say, Chapter 4 and verse 8. Let hope rise. Darkness trembles in your holy light. Look carefully at that scripture. Let hope rise. Darkness trembles in your own light. Prophesy to yourself. That's what is happening to you tonight. Let hope, let it rise. Darkness trembles in your own light. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, read with me, think on these things. It defines the boundary of your thought life. Think on these things. The things that are true. Listen. The first man of God to challenge my mind and my thought process was Dr. Miles Munro of Blessed Memory. When I began to explore his materials and began to receive mentorship from him, my life changed. You've heard my story that I wrote letters to different men of God across the nations of the world, telling them about the call of God in my life and just what they would want me to do. Dr. Miles Munro replied me back handwritten. And that time, I'm not sure that internet was even a serious thing. You would go and sleep in a cafe trying to even just open a page. And he sent it by post and it came to me. Put details there. You can reach me. You can do this and that and that. It was a precious time of knowledge. He exposed me to how terrible my thinking was. And it was not an insult. He was right. Because our mindsets are framed first from our backgrounds. We come from a sociological context. People are programmed, number one, genetically. And number two, which is the greater part, environmentally. That our minds are programmed environmentally. Chances are that all you know today and all you do came as a product of your environment. And you would think that just because you are growing into adulthood, those things should fade. They remain there as strongholds. There are three or four channels that feed our minds. Number one, your background. Number two, culture. Where you come from. There are unhealthy dimensions of culture that have planted thought processes in us that are not consistent with the ways of God. Number three, your past experiences. Your past experiences can plant in you a thought pattern that can interfere with what God is doing in your future. Number four, your association and your relationships. You can be surrounded by mediocres, men and women who do not believe the possibilities that are resident in the Christ. And over time, subliminally, you can receive some of these impartations from those people and your mindset become very, very depraved. Are we together? When you come to the kingdom, the assignment of the Holy Ghost, among many other things, is to begin to culture your thinking to become the mind of Christ. The Bible says, Philippians chapter 2 and verse 5, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. There is a mindset requirement. Listen carefully. There is a mindset requirement for your destiny. It's true. How many of you here are science-based? By science-based, you studied or are studying anything that has to do with science. Hallelujah. Oh, it's very difficult now. I wanted to make an illustration, but I'll do my best to explain something to you. Please look up. This mind you see that God gave you works like an antenna. Literally like an antenna. Please look at me. You need to learn this. That your mind works like an antenna. Are we together? Now, when we used to have radio sets that you pick and tune. You know those radios I'm talking about? Now, you just need to stand around a particular, circumference. And once you are there, you can start tuning. Is that true? Provided the mast or the antenna somewhere, and there's a little device on your radio that helps you to tap signals, and you can be tuning, and then you come close to a particular frequency. That principle came from God's own creation. Please look at me. Everything in life, this is not some Scientology I'm teaching you. I'm teaching you the whole counsel of God because I want you to prosper. And I'll share with you a little story and we're done. Your mind literally exhibits magnetic properties. Literally. That means it is consistently attracting physical realities to you that are consistent with your thought pattern. Understand what I'm teaching you. That means for everything you desire in life, there is, if you would call, a frequency. Like when you want to tune to FM, they say this 1.5. That's the frequency. If you want to hear anything from that radio station, go to that frequency. Your prosperity has a frequency. Listen to me. Your destiny helpers have a frequency. Your influence has a frequency. Your assignment, when you tune yourself to that frequency, something will start happening to you. Your mind will start magnetizing dimensions that are consistent to the frequency of your mental growth. This is true. Let me give you an example. Can I bring out some money? Will you be offended? I hope you will not say we are doing carnal things here. Let me share. Come. This man likes money. I just said come, and the way you stand there, go back to your seat. Just hold it. My friend, you come too. Watch this. You go back and okay, you stand. My dear, for all of you, just come. I want to do an illustration. Watch this. Okay, so that's enough. Let's have now. Lift up what you are holding. Now watch this. God, this is me here. It is in my destiny to have this. It's not only money. You can leave anything else you have so that they don't think we are just talking money. Maybe a phone or whatever. Now, all these things are the things I need for my destiny. Now I have prayed, and in my visions I have seen that these things will come. But there is a requisite mental frequency that will attract this to me. This is already on earth. It's not coming. It's on earth already. But it cannot come to me because at this level of thought development, I do not have the power to draw it. It is the very force of the spirit that coordinates this thing. This guy is supposed to be my partner in ministry, but because I have not grown to that level, it cannot draw him. He's in this city, he's around, he will pass me every day. Now, while I begin to pray, as I'm studying those books, you start coming. Look at what is happening. My mind is upgrading and is drawing this person and what he has. I am in one room. My destiny, in the name of Jesus, my helper. This guy now shows up and says, sorry, I came to look for somebody. He's a neighbor. And he says, it's like I know your face somewhere. Ah, you were in this school. He did not just come. There is a magnetic property. Please understand this. If I stop there, these are the levels of people who will help me. Then I continue my growth. As I'm reading books, something is happening. Are you seeing this now? From where you are, you can lift up your eyes and start to reign. This guy is coming. In the name of Jesus, my mindset is growing. Now, look at this. The Lord told me you will have a phone in your life, but that phone is in the hand of someone. And that someone will not come at this level of mental development. So while I begin to pray and grow, my phone is on its way coming. Now, I'm not aware because this is happening somewhere in my environment. But the magnetic power of God's word that can divide between the bones and the marrow, I tell you, it will draw this person from anywhere in the world. Come and bring that person to me. Now, when you see this quality of people in my life, you say, Apostle, where did you... Have you heard them tell a man of God like that? Have you seen people that it looks like all excellent people look for them? The best keyboardist is looking for them. They don't have that power to go and call. So they stay back and use the laws of mental development. And as you grow, your church, your group starts to grow to reflect you. Listen. Now, I want to share something a bit personal. I remember when I started ministry, sometimes I didn't even know that they used to collect honorarium. And sometimes I would preach, and they would wait till I'm climbing a bike to go. And then they could just squeeze out maybe 5,000 and say, man of God, don't worry, you'll hear from us again. And please, can we shake? And they just drop it in my hand. Now, I would have gotten angry and said, don't ever invite me. If you're going to give me 5,000 or 10,000. The problem was not them. The problem was me. As I began to grow, this law started forcing them to change it. There are many things we were. God saved us the energy of pursuing things and said, you stay and grow. I assure you that when you pay the price to grow, you will draw all kinds of things. And this is the mystery. When I am lifted, what happens? So when your mind is lifted, what happens? Anything that is lifted draws. It's not just Christ alone. When your mind is lifted, when your mentality is lifted, the higher you rise, the stronger the pull. Now, I want to say this respectfully. If I stand here right now and say, people, I'm hungry, I need something to eat. Or I'm looking for maybe 100,000 naira to buy shoe. One of you here, you will love God and you love me enough. You will stand up and say, what did you say, sir? Let's go to my own shop. You will open it and say, sir, pick. And while I'm picking, you are blessing God that I'm picking. If I came to you 20 years ago and I say, open your shop, my mindset will make you fight me. This is the danger of premature manifestation. Because you want to draw things that have not come by growth. Now, I can find a way of forcing my way to get this. It will only be a rubber ring. It will go back. And leave you in shame. And you will come back to the true state that reflects your mind. This is the mystery behind short-term success. You can create emotion around, but life will bring you back to where you truly belong. Hallelujah. You believe what I'm sharing with you? Yes. So I keep growing. I can stop here and say I already have some results. But somebody say, no way. Shout, no way. I keep growing. And there is more in store for me. Keep coming, sir. And while this is happening, now you look at my life and my destiny, and it's full of good things. It is not just my prayer alone. It is my thinking. Because the Bible says God will do exceeding abundantly above all I ask or think. My thinking is a prayer warrior. It is not only my speaking. Many people pray well, but something is wrong with our minds. The law of mental transformation. The more I remain at that mindset, this guy will remain. This guy will remain. So you find out that if this guy is a partner, for instance, in my ministry, and he's bringing 10 million or 100 million, and something happens to him, the day he now says, okay, sir, I've tried, I'm relocating to Canada, I don't cry and say, I've lost a partner. That mindset instantly will ensure there is a replacement. It's a law. My God shall supply all my needs according to his riches in glory. He will put his angels charge over me. Jehovah Jireh cares for me. Jehovah Jireh cares for me. Jehovah Jireh cares for me. Are we blessed? So right here in Asaba, I proved it with my life. And I said, right from Zaria, we will call the nations to come. I'm not telling you what I've not proven. Zaria is a village. Right from there, people come from all over the world. They climb bikes coming from US. They climb everywhere. They sit down for hours with the inconveniences and they are more than grateful. This is it. It was only the ministry that was in Zaria. The impact was global. Are you getting what I'm saying now? Yes. God did something that blessed me. Do you know that? I will tell you this sincerely. This is a partners meeting. I want to encourage you. From March, when the lockdown started, till now, the seeds and the blessings that have come into my life and the ministry, 10 years of our work combined, is not close to it. The lockdown, no service, no. I say 10 years, just listen to what I'm telling you. If you believe what I share with you, don't think I don't know what I'm saying. You'll be making a mistake. Believe me. When God began to work on my mindset, I now read The Supernatural Power of a Transformed Mind. It's a book you will want to read by Bill Johnson. But the real miracle of, I was changing, but I really did not understand what was happening. The details of what was happening. The miracle in my life, as far as understanding the mind as a system for success, came in 2015. Please sit down, guys. God bless you. The seed is yours. Please go with it. You don't give and take. It's more blessed to give than to receive. God bless you. Now, watch this. One night, I sat down and I was praying. And suddenly, the power of God came upon me. And I found myself typing a name that I did not know and I had never met. The name that I typed was called Earl Nightingale. Had never heard of such a name. Had never met such a man. What is this that I'm typing? And suddenly, a 19 minutes video pops up. And I listen to that. Today, may God forgive me if I'm lying. I think I've listened to that little audio at least, without exaggeration, 4,000 times. The way that I had people to mentor and build me in the area of ministry. Now, here was a man who was specifically building my understanding, the dynamics of the mind. I found the secret I'd been looking for. So this was what distinguished weak people and blessed people. This was the mystery that brought wealth and lifting and influence for people. And then I went to the Bible and it was as if God opened my eyes. From Genesis to Revelation, I saw the same thing there. And I said, why didn't I see this? For as he thinketh in his heart, help me. He didn't say so he will become. So he already is. Let's look at one scripture we're rounding up. Numbers chapter 13 from verse 25 to 33. And they returned from searching the land after 40 days. Let's hurry up. And they went and came to Moses and Aaron and to all the congregation of the children of Israel unto the wilderness of Paran to Kadesh, and brought back word to them unto all the congregation and showed them the fruit of the land. And they told him and said, we came to the land whither thou sentest us. And surely it flowed with milk and honey, and this is the fruit of it. 28. Nevertheless, the people be strong that dwell in the land, and the cities are walled and very great. And moreover, we saw the children of Anak there. 29. We're reading to 33. And the Amalekites dwell in the land of the south, and the Hittites and the Jebusites, the Amorites dwell in the mountains. And the Canaanites dwell by the sea and by the coast of Jordan. 30. And Caleb said, hey, I went too. All of this drama you are speaking as if you went alone. Caleb stilled the people before Moses and said, let us go up at once and possess it, for we are well able. This is the mindset of someone. All of them went and brought a report. And Caleb kept quiet and was listening to all the nonsense they were saying. And he said, I was there too. Let us go up at once. We are able to overcome it. 31. But the men that were with him said, we be not able to go up against the people, for they are stronger than we. Read on. And they brought up what? An evil report. What is an evil report? A report that is not consistent with the word of God. You came with a mindset that negates what God said. That he that cometh from above is above all. And then he says that they had searched unto the children of Israel, saying, the land though which we have gone, through which we have gone to search, is a land that eateth up the inhabitants thereof. And all the people that we saw in it are men of great stature. Verse 33. And there we saw the giants, the sons of Anak, which come from of the giants. And we were in our what? We were in our... I hope you know that you don't see with your eyes. You see through your eyes. The mind is what coordinates that. The eye is just a passage for your sight. You see through your eyes. But the dynamics happens in your mind. Have a correct eye and let your mind be blind. Whom the God of this world had blinded, not their eyes, their minds. It says we were in our own sight as grasshoppers. Satan did not call them grasshoppers. God did not call them grasshoppers. Their mindset called them grasshoppers. And so we were in their sight. I reject this for my life. I will not call myself what God has not called me. When he says I am from above, I believed. When I was in that little city of Zaria, and he told me that from where thou art, you can lift up your voice and command the attentions of the nations, I believed him. I believed him. Stupid enough to believe him. To transit my mindset. From that one little room, Jiparus Katabata, a day will come, the nations will call upon the name of the Lord. Don't tell me I don't know what I'm saying. So when I tell you can be great, it is true that you get to a point where kings will stand up for you. Nobles. I look at my life today and every day I pray for myself. I said, Lord, let pride and vainglory not disturb this your son. Because you see, there is a level to which you rise. It almost becomes like human worship. But you get to a point where you look at the excellency, the things that I learned. Gradually, God began to draw and bring a particular notable family in the world. I will not mention the name. Maybe a month or two ago, very prominent family globally. They were about to do something with their inheritance, the property that their loved ones left for them. And a quarrel came up. And all of them unanimously in the family, they said, all over the world there is only one man of God that will authorize. They should fly him from wherever in the world and bring him to this family. He's the one who will sit with us and talk to us and create a sharing formula over these assets. And we're talking of islands, we're not talking of land and kilometers. And so suddenly I'm sitting, minding my business, worshiping the Lord, but your mindset growing at a frequency where it can attract possibilities to your mind. Listen to this. Suddenly I have this call. Okay? And they reached out to a dear friend of mine and said, please, so family has instructed us as envoys to make sure that we talk to Apostle Joshua Selman. And the man said, this man is busy. He said, you don't know the family I'm talking about, that's why. So person is busy, but please bring him. When is he going to get a visa, you know, to put, if he doesn't have the visa for that nation? They said, what is visa? I mean, we are... I pray for you that you will believe what I'm sharing. So when my attention was called, I said, wow. The immutability of God's counsel. Now I speak with one of them. Good afternoon, sir. I said I should be calling you, sir. No, you have changed our lives and changed our families. Every one of us listened to your messages and they started sharing testimonies and said, this is the problem. And we have a team of lawyers. And these guys are senior advocates. We're not talking of people who are, you can imagine. Really? Okay. Do you know what? I will send somebody in that region to come. And when he comes, when I'm in that nation, I will still come and meet you. all of those people now worshiping that my friend's church. Do you know the meaning of that? When you pastor certain quality people, they represent rest for you. These are people who create systems and structures. I apologize if you think I'm sharing maybe to brag or to talk. I would not say this if I'm sharing it elsewhere. But I'm just showing you the possibility. The excuses you have been given are not the real excuses. It is something about your mindset. I'm not talking of a life of faking things and doing all those jargons that people do. That's not what I'm talking about. Investing in your mind. There is nothing that God told me that would happen in my life that he has not made his word true. And so I believe everything he has said now for the future. Just like you are seated now and God has told you that one day you will stand before kings, and your mindset is saying you better reject that statement and don't be a fool. You think kings don't know who to go to. Please value yourself enough. Don't allow the background and the depravity in Africa to make you believe you are a non-entity. Everybody is made of the same material, fair or black. They are all made of earth. It takes your mindset to lift and elevate you in life. Are you ready to pray? We can stop here today and we'll continue tomorrow. The remaining keys that I'll share with you will change your life. Now, you work with these three that I have given you. Number one is the power of vision. Number two, the power of light, knowledge and understanding. And number three, the power of superior, sustaining superior belief systems.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. You are the King. There is none other. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. You are the King. There is none other. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah, 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 you are God.
This song came to me the day I caught one of the mysteries that I'll be sharing with you. I sang this song for hours rejoicing. Lord, I acknowledge you as King over my life. Only the King of heaven will show me these things. You have brought me rest. Today my parents live peaceful lives. You see my parents, you would not know they are as old as they really are. There is no quarrel in my family whatsoever. All the quarrel that can come, you know what I'm talking about. It has been solved in peace. I spoke to my dad this afternoon today. I said, any problem, anything? He said, God has given us rest. We are grateful. West is just to be praying for you. That was my desire. It was a goal. When I could not afford bread and blue band, my mind was growing. I told my mother, I said, if you failed in life, your assignment is that you gave birth to me. And for the fact that you gave birth to me, you will spend your life giving God praise. I bought vehicles for all my family members, and people were talking and saying, wow, you know how people talk. And then my mom said, you see, this is the trouble we told you we don't want. People are saying, why are you buying this? I said, are you joking? You are my parents. You've not seen anything else, except you pray for me to stop growing. I will make the nation celebrate you. Kings will stand at attention and said, what kind of a man, what kind of a woman are you? Someone was doing a promotion interview, true story. And he forgot to off his phone. And while they were talking, it was clear he was going to lose. Very serious promotion interview. I tell the truth and I lie not. And his phone rang. And it was one of my, I think, you know, these things people capture. One of these, my, whether prayer or something like that. And somebody who had it said, ah, that's Apostle. He said, yes, sir. That was the end of it. Completely. I mean it in the name of Jesus. I read years ago, Miles Munro said, your name can become a key. That God has given him an excellent name. And I said, oh God, let it be tomorrow that my name will become a key that opens destinies and families. And I thank God that he has made it today. That's why I sang that song. We're rounding up. Rise up. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. You are the King. There is none other. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. You are the King. There is none other. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Lift your voice in 1 minute and declare, I am changing. I know it. You can know that your life will never be the same. Pray in 1 minute. Our time is fast spent, but you pray. Pray by light. I am rising in the spirit. Shalabranda gete parato shalakrata sabede kata. Shali sabanda brakato sabande katulia para. In the name of Jesus. I am rising from glory to glory by the power of the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus, who is the Christ of God. Shilas kabara toze iam parakatosha lepratas yata.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You are God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're going to pray just 2 prayer points. Please, dear people, God brought you here because he wants you to prosper. Don't argue with results. And don't change the formula. Now, build according to pattern. And there is no power in existence that sustains the ability to bring you down. Are we together? Yes. Years ago, my worship team, wonderful and amazing people, they wanted to go and be having ministrations and all of that. They, you know, the each of we, look, we want to rise. And I said, sit down, guys. With this thing you have, you will remain mediocre and the world will not celebrate you. You will think I'm wicked, but I'm your father and I love you. I want the nations to celebrate you, not your community. Sit down. And sometimes it will pain them that there's an opportunity to shine. I say, shine among what? Sit down. Today, right now, these gentlemen are flying all over this nation. People are inviting them in meetings. They sing their songs in churches all around. And one of them called me recently when he got an honorarium that he had never gotten in his life. He said, that is thank you, sir. I said, I told you. You work on your mindset. Rise. Leave all this 10 naira, 5 naira, mediocre. Stay with God. Stay with destiny. It is only one song that will... You don't need many. Just one. By the Spirit. By the Spirit. I'm working on a project for them with some of the top music artists in this nation. I told them, by the grace of God, we have the influence and the relationship to call anybody into your life to lift you overnight. Now that you are ready. Please, Run away from premature manifestation. First prayer point. Lord, the grace to stay until I am made by your word, made by your spirit. Is that prayer understood? Lift your voice and pray. Grace to stay. Pray. The grace to stay. You will lay up gold as dust. I tell you this. Hallelujah. Next prayer point. Father, the materials and the resources I need that will give me knowledge and light for the next level of my life, I cry by the Spirit, bring them to me. Lift your voice and pray. Lift your voice and pray. The resources, buy the truth, sell it not. The resources that I need that will shape my understanding. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I read in my Bible, it shall come to pass if thou shalt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord, to do and observe all that I command you this day, that I will set you on high above the nations of the earth, and that these blessings will come upon you and overtake you. Deuteronomy 28 from verse 1 and 2. When I read it, I believed it. I said, God, if this is what you have said, I believe. I pray for you in the name of Jesus Christ. You are in this apostolic and prophetic conference beginning from tonight. I declare a prophetic word over you. May your life change like day and night. May your life change like day and night. I declare the vision that you need for your life and your destiny. In the name of Jesus tonight, may God reveal the blueprint of your destiny for you. Number two, the knowledge that you will need to excel. The requisite level of spiritual, intellectual, sociological information that you need to reign in life. I speak to you. May God bring those materials to you. And number three, I pray for you that beginning from tonight, in the name of Jesus Christ, I pray by the power of the Holy Spirit, may your mind become supernaturally enlightened. In Jesus' name. Listen, if I give you an assignment, will you do it? Can I trust you? Right. I'm going to give you two names. And I will tell you something that you should get from them tonight and listen. I know many of you will not do it. You are just excited by the testimonies. But I know some of you will truly do it. Number one. Earl Nightingale. E-A-R-L. E-A-R-L. Then Nightingale. From Night. N-I-G-H-T. And then the rest, Tingale. I don't know what that means. I've helped you spell night. Are we together? L. Nightingale. Go online and type that name. There is a 19-minute video you are going to see. There are many videos you will find. But you will find one on the formula for success. It's about 19 minutes. Some of you are thinking of getting it to go and post on your page. Sit down. Sit down. Leave social media. Sit down. This is for yourself. Sit down. I want you to listen to that at least 5 or 6 times before we meet tomorrow morning. You said you would do it. Don't worry. When you are blessed and tomorrow people are celebrating you, when during the anniversary you will buy 3 or 5 buses and say, take. At that point, you will thank God for this. Number 2. The second name is called Bob Proctor. B-O-B. This is the first time I will be doing anything like this. No. I don't waste my time on people because they are not serious. I found out people are not serious. And the Bible says, don't cast your pearl before swine. I'm doing this because I love you people. And I love Pastor Ike and his wife. This is one of the blessings of fatherhood. You enjoy the privilege of access. Bob Proctor. Proctor is spelled P-R-O-C-T-O-R. P-R-O-C-T-O-R. I want you to carefully listen to his videos on the mind. He is a master at teaching how the mind works. These two are enough. Please listen. You will listen a few times and you will think it is over, but it is not over. Listen to them and pay attention until you get it. Are we fine on that? When we meet tomorrow, we'll continue. May my God bless you. And I pray that these truths will contribute to your advancement. You will move to higher levels of your kingdom relevance. And my God bless you. Let it be for you from glory to glory. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. See you tomorrow.
We sincerely hope you were blessed by this message. For more information on how to contact the man of God, call the following number. 080-37-109981
or 080-685-90761.
Kindly visit and like our Facebook page. www.facebook.com/www.